Okay. So we are holding on Yud Amr Aleph by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Ein mimirin loy evrin v'ubrin v'loy ubrin v'evarin. You're not able to make a tmura of limbs of an animal of chulin exchanged for an unborn animal of kachim. So you have an unborn animal of kachim, and we'll see in the Gemara how exactly these animals became kachim. But you have an unborn animal of kachim, and you're saying I'm going to exchange the leg of this other animal of chulin for that uber. It doesn't work. It's not a tmura. V'loy ubrin ba'evarim, or vice versa. If you say the unborn baby in this animal's womb should be a tmura of the leg of this carbon, then it doesn't work. You don't have a tmura. Loy ubrin, and not just between those two. Loy ubrin ve'evrin b'shleimim, v'loy shleimim v'hem. You also can't do. It's not possible to do a tmura of an unborn baby or the limb of a chulin animal in exchange for a whole animal of kachin, or a whole animal exchanged for an uber or a leg of kachin. So in short, in other words, it's only possible to do tmura of a complete animal for a complete animal. Amar Rav Yosi, so Rav Yosi says, why is that? I skipped a line. Rav Yosi, I'm a mimirin evrim b'shlamim, out b'shlamim, avalai shlamim b'hem. Rav Yosi says, no, it does work in one direction. You are able to exchange an aver for a whole animal. So you had a complete animal of kachim, and you're saying, I want the leg of this other animal to be a tmura for it. Rav Yosi says that works. Avalai shlamim b'hem, but not the other way around. It's not possible to make a tmura of a whole animal exchanged for a leg or any other body part of a carbon. So over Rav Yosi, says, I'll explain why I make that distinction. He says, you have to consider, you have a similarity with when you originally make Kekdish. When it comes to first making an animal Kekdish, when it comes to first designating an animal as a carbon, if a person says the leg of this animal is Oila, the din is Kula Oila, the din is the Kedusha extends to the whole body, Poshka Kedusha Bakula is the concept, as the Gemara called it. So the din is the whole animal becomes an Oila. The whole animal becomes an oila. Actually, what happens is that what actually happens is we learned about this in Bechoris and in Erchen, or in Erchen rather, that what you have to do is you have to sell the animal to somebody who needs a carbon oila, and then so all of the money that you get for it is chulin except for the value of that leg, because that leg you would set as oila, but the actual animal itself has to be brought as a carbon. So by the same logic, Rav Yosi says, if you were to say the leg of this animal should be instead of that complete carbon, take kola tmura tachtel. Logically, the same thing should occur. You should have poshka kedusha b'kola, that the kedusha extends from the leg to the whole body, and therefore the result is that the whole second animal would be tmura. That's Rav Yosi's argument. That's Rav Yosi's argument. So that's why, for the Tanakhama, So the Tanakhama is saying that it's not possible to do that. You're not able to exchange a leg for a carbon, a leg of a new animal for an existing carbon. And Rav Yosi says the same way as you could say a leg to begin with is a carbon, and the din is the whole animal becomes a carbon. The same way you should be able to say the leg is a tmura, and the whole animal should become a tmura. Okay. So the Gemara starts off Itmar. So now we have a related discussion, which we're going to deal with the question of unborn animals becoming Kaddish. And eventually we're going to relate that back to our Mishnah and try to bring our Mishnah as a proof one way or the other. But first, we're going to discuss the question. So we're saying in our Mishnah that you have a case of an uber, of an unborn animal, a kachim. So let's discuss the question, how is an unborn animal able to become Kaddish in the first place? So Itmar, we have a discussion. It was said there was a discussion of Amiroyim. Bar Pada Oimer Ein Kedusha Chol Al Ogrin. Bar Pada says that Kedusha of Kachin is not Chal on unborn animals, which means a few things. First of all, it means, Rashi says, that if you were to say the unborn animal, the unborn baby in the womb of this animal should be Kaddish, nothing happens. That animal, that baby is not considered Kaddish. After it's born, you have to be makdish it. After it's born, you have to say this is an Ola or this is a Shlomim or what have you. If you didn't, my father would say you bring a Cholin into the Azara because you have an animal that he says that no actual Kedusha attached to it yet, because even though you said it should be Kaddish, it doesn't work as long as it's in the womb. So you have to be makdish it after it's born. Also, Rashi says another point is that let's say you designate it as an animal for a chatas or any other kind of, yes, specifically a chatas. We're going to learn in the next parak about the concept of chataris hamesis, the various cases where the Torah tells us that you have a five cases. We've talked about them sporadically here and there. It's going to be in the next parak. It's going to be the main discussion about it, about different cases where a chatas animal, where we have an animal that potentially could have been a chatas, and instead you have to leave it to die. That's halacha l'mashim sinai. One of those is Vlad Chatas. So Bar Pater would say, let's say you designated as an animal, let's say you designated a pregnant animal as a Chatas. The din would be that we don't say, now you have a concept that you could have, for example, when you designated an animal for a Chatas, you could be designating two animals, one for your main obligation and a second one as a Chrai, as a backup, in case the first one can't be brought for one reason or another. Here, Bar Pater is saying no Kedusha attaches to the second animal. We don't consider the second animal to be like a Chatas la'achrayus. Instead, it's considered a Vlad Chatas. Therefore, Bar Pater would say it's like any other Chataris Amesis. You'd have to lock it up, and you'd have to lock it up. Tosfos argues on that. Tosfos says that maybe you're able to say that the mother is Kaddish as a Chatas, and the baby is not Kaddish at all, and therefore it wouldn't have any Kedusha at all. Anyway, the point is that Bar Pater says that no Kedusha is able to be chal on unborn animals. Rabbi Yechanan, number Kedusha, chal al obrin, Rabbi Yechanan says it could. V'ozder Rabbi Yechanan l'taymei, and in fact Rabbi Yechanan is going according to his own svara, da'amar Rabbi Yechanan, because there's another din Rabbi Yechanan said that relates to this as well. He says, Hikdish chatas mu'uberes v'yolda. If a person designated a chatas, an animal that was pregnant, and later on it gave birth, so Bar Pada had taken the view, according to Rashi, that the baby has a kedusha only from the koyach of its mother, therefore it's considered vlad chatas. Or according to Tosfos, maybe you could say that it doesn't have any kedusha at all. But Rabbi Yechanan would say that the baby has its own independent kedusha, and therefore, rasa ba miskaper, rasa bevada miskaper. Therefore, it's like the case where you designate a chatas, a primary chatas, and then a backup chatas. The din would be where the din is then that you're allowed to, that then you can bring either one, when those are not considered chatas on basis. So the same way, Rabbi Yechanan says over here, the baby is not considered just to be part of the mother. It has its own independent kedusha. Therefore, you could bring that as you could bring the baby as your chatas if you want instead. So that comes out. Say, what? I didn't hear you.
What does he mean by rasa bami chaper?
Exactly that. If he wants, he can be miskaper with the mother, the original animal that he designated, rasa bevada miskaper, and if he wants, he can use instead the baby for his chatas. Either way, The point is the other animal will not be considered, either way, the other one will not be considered one of the chataris hamesis. Instead, it'll be one of those cases where you leave it to graze until it develops a mum, and then you sell it, etc. So the point is, Bar Pada wouldn't agree with that whole concept. So we see that Rabbi Yechanan is saying the same thing. He's saying that the baby is able to get its own independent kedusha, which is the same thing as he said in his machlokes with Bar Pada. So the Gemara says, "Utsricha." We needed Rabbi Yechanan to tell us both of these dinim. We can't derive one from the other. The Iyashmin and Bahach Kamaisa, because if Rabbi Yechanan only told us the first din, the one where he argues with Bar Pada, you would say the difference is Hasam who de Akdashe Leubra Gufe. The difference is over there you Makdash the baby by itself. So therefore maybe you would say that Kedusha is able to be Chalam baby. You explicitly said, I want this unborn baby to be Kaddish. So sure, Rabbi Yechanan would say that would work. Aval hacha, but in the second case, the Akdashe le'imei, where after all, he hadn't been Makdish the baby directly. He was Makdish he was machzor to the mother animal, and only as a result of that, I was saying that the baby becomes kaddish. And in fact, Rapada is saying for that reason, you can't consider the baby to have a separate kedusha; it just has a kedusha from the koyach of the mother. So in this case, you would think ha b'chalal imei loy kaddish. You would think that maybe it's only part of the kedusha of his mother, and it has no kedusha of its own. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan has to tell us, even in the second case, when you makdish the mother and automatically the baby goes with it, that nevertheless the baby is considered to have its own kedusha. The Yashmin and Basraisa, on the other hand, if Rabbi Yochanan only told us a second din, you would say hasam hu da'akdish v'abachol v'ispa. You would say fine, because you know what? When you makdish the mother, of course you makdish the mother and everything else that's in her. So sure, you makdish the mother automatically. The baby goes along with it. Avol hacha, but in the first case, da'akdish lei, where he's trying to be makdish the baby by itself, kiven de'lesei abroi. Now, since it's not outside, it's still in the womb. You would think loy kaddish. You would think maybe therefore it's not able to become kaddish. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan has to tell us both of his dinim. That both when you're being makdish the animal by the baby by itself, and when you makdish it together with the mother, either way, kedusha applies to the baby on its own, and therefore you could say therefore in general we would say kedusha is chal on the baby. Not like by Padre, we would say therefore, Rabbi Yochanan would say that then when you bring the baby to the Azara, to bring it a carbon, you would not have to be makdish it again. It's already considered kaddish. And if it was a case of if there was a baby of a chassas, it wouldn't be considered a chassas hamesa. Okay, so that's Rabbi Yochanan's and by Padre's opinion. Again, we have another lashon in the Gemara. We start out with the question, my kamash malon. What does Rabbi Yochanan want to inform us with the second expression? Does he want to tell us in shiroi mishuyer that if you leave out the baby, if you makdish just the mother and not the baby, mishuyer, then that works. It's considered a valid leaving over. And also, and the reason would be because the baby is not considered part of the mother, and therefore you would say that you would be able to makdish it by itself or for a different kedusha, or maybe even not to be makdish it at all. So is that what Rabbi Yochanan is telling us? The question is, then why does Rabbi Yochanan need to tell us two dinim? Again, if he already told us that when you're able to be makdish independently of the mother, then that automatically results in the first din that he said when he argued with Barpada, where he said that you're able to be makdish by itself. So why do we need him to say both dinim? Again, the second lashon is basically saying the same as the first lashon, just putting it in different words. And the answer is tzricha. We need both dinim. Ge'it my baha, because if we were only told in the second case, where you makdish the mother and you makdish the baby together with the mother, you would say the reason why that works, mishum de'ime chazir legufa, because the mother is able to be brought to the korban by herself, umigo denachsa kedusha la, so once kedusha already goes on to the mother, nachsa nami levlad, you can argue that a full level of kedusha also comes to the baby. Therefore, in that case, we would say that if you want to later on bring the baby as a korban, you don't have to be makdish it again, because it already got a kedusha of its own when you were makdish the mother. Avol idach, but in the previous case, where he's arguing by Pada and saying that the baby itself, if you makdish the baby only without the mother, that is kaddish, you would think, loy, you would think maybe not, maybe the baby does not get kedusha in that case. Kamash malon chada, therefore, Rabbi Yochanan tells us the first din to clarify that even in that case it works. The Eit my Baha, on the other hand, if we only have the first case, you would say the reason it works, Mishum to come a farish kedusha ala vlad, because because he's explicitly saying that he wants kedusha to apply to the baby. Aval hahiloi, but you would argue that in the second case, where he's makdish the mother and he doesn't explicitly say anything about the baby, you would think loy, you'd think maybe not, maybe the baby does not have kedusha, or maybe we would say rather that the baby automatically gets whatever kedusha the mother has, and it's impossible to designate it for a different type of korban or for no korban at all. And that is why Rabbi Yochanan had to tell us both of his dinim. So again, basically the same as the as the first lotion, just putting it in different words. Okay. So the Gemara continues. Yosef Rav Zeira v'ka'amala ha'shmaita. Rav Zeira was sitting and saying over this teaching, this statement of Bar Padas and what Rav Yirmiyah and what Rav Yehoshua says. Eistve Rav Yirmiyah l'Rav Zeira. So Rav Yirmiyah asks Rav Zeira, I have a question on Bar Pada. How is he able to say that? How is he saying that an unborn baby is not able to get a kedusha of its own? We learn later on in our Masechta. Kate said, how are you able to play a trick regarding a bechor? So you have an animal, that you have a mother animal that's about to give birth. You're concerned that if the baby turns out to be a male, then you can have all the dinim of bechor on it. So you want to avoid that. You want to avoid having to do that and give it to the kohen. What do? So the case is, if you have an animal that is about to give birth for the first time and it's pregnant, he can say, the animal that is in the unborn animal that is in the womb of this one should be an oila. And the result is Yolda Zachar, if she gives birth to a male, Harezu Oila. Sure enough, it's an Oila. If it gives birth to a female, then it's not an Oila, because Oilas can only be males. But the point is that the animal only gets Kedushas Bechora when it's born. Therefore, you're able to preempt it by giving it a different Kedusha before it was born, namely, in this case, the Kedusha of an Oila. So the point is, Alma, Kaddish, Uber. So you see from that, a baby is able to become Kaddish on its own. So what are you telling me by Pada that that's not possible? We have a clear Mishnah that says it is possible. Amar Lei, so Rav Zeira answers, Ki mitanya hahi b'kedushas domim. You know what? That Mishnah is not talking about that you're makdish the animal, you're makdish the according to Bar Pada. We would have to say, we're not talking about that you're makdish the unborn animal, that it itself is going to be born in Oila. What we're talking about is you're makdish it as far as Kedushas Dami, that you're saying the value of that unborn baby I will use to buy an Oila. But not that you're going to use it itself for an oila, because again, Bar Pada holds that that you're not able to give an animal kedushas that growth while it's in the womb. While it's in the womb, you can't be makdish. He said right. So therefore, he would say that also. When we say over here that he says on the animal that masha b'me'er oila, he doesn't mean that it itself will be an oila. He means that it'll have kedushas damim, that the value of it can be used to buy an oila. That the value of it will be used to buy an oila. Continues. But Rav Zeira asked, Mia lima kedushas damim, what are you telling me? That kedushas damim is so strong, you call maska lemina b'chora, that it would take away the chiyuv of b'chora on the animal. Why would you say that? You would say if it has kedushas that goof, if it's going to be brought as an oila, fine. That kedusha came before the kedusha of the b'chora, so therefore fine. Of course, in that case, you're bringing it as an oila and you're not giving it to the kohen. But if you're only being maxed the monetary value of it, why would that take away the chiyuv of oila on it?
How can the kedusha come before the kedusha of the bechor?
Because the kedusha of the bechor only comes when it's peter rechem, when it's actually born. Remember, we learned in bechoras that, for example, if it's born by C-section, it wouldn't be considered a bechor. So the din is it's only kedush merechem. We learned a lot of din about that in bechoras. We learned that technically, while the animal is in the womb, if you want to avoid it being born as a bechor tam. Because then nowadays you have to wait till it develops a mum. We learned in Bechoris, for example, you'd be allowed to reach in and you'd be allowed to make a mum in the animal before it's born. Same reason, because it doesn't have Kedushas Bechor yet. It only has Kedushas Bechor when it's actually born. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's very straightforward. The Mishnah is talking about you actually designated it itself as an Ola, which you're able to do, and that Kedusha of Ola therefore preempts the Kedusha of Bechor. But according to Bar Pada, what we're saying is it's only Kedushas Damin. that Rav Yirmiyah is asking, since when is Kedushas Damim that strong that it should take away the requirement to give the Bechor to the Kohen? On the face of it, all it should mean is that, fine, the value of it has to be used to buy an Ola. Fine. You're still going to have the din of Bechor on this animal, on the face of it, Rav Yirmiyah thinks. Then you're going to give it to the Kohen. Eventually, it's going to develop a mum. At that point now, well, actually, even before it develops a mum, we learned a couple of days ago that you're allowed to sell a Bechor Chai, so it has a monetary value. So at some point, the Kohen will sell it to somebody, and then we'll take the value that was gotten from it, and we'll use that towards an Ola. Why are we saying that? Are we saying that once we give it Kedushas Damim, then you have no further din of Bechor with it? The answer is Amalei. So Rav Zeira answers in Ein. As a matter of fact, yes, Kedushas Damim is strong enough to do that. V'ha'tnan. And in fact, we learn in a Mishnah in Bechoris to that effect. Kol kachim shekodem mum kavua lekdeshan. Any kachim where they had a permanent mum before you were makdish them, the nifdu, and then you redeem them from hekdish. So they developed a mum, then you were makdish it, which is only kedushas damim, of course. Then you redeemed them. Chayovin b'bechoro b'matonis. We say that such animals are the mother animals are still chayav in bechoro, and when you shech the animal, this psula makdashin itself that you were poida, you will have to give matonis to the kohen, zroi l'chayayim b'neva, which implies taima d'l'acha sheniftu chayovin. Why are you chayav in Bechora in that case? Only because you redeemed it. Avo kodem shenifdu, but the implication is, even though the mum came before the hekdish, nevertheless, if you weren't poydeh, apparently, and then you shechted it, apparently it was potter. Alma dalim kedushas damim. Therefore, we see that kedushas damim is a very strong thing. Demaskalim Bechora, it is in fact able to take away the requirement of Bechora on the animal, because that's what we're saying here. That even though it had a mum kavua, then you were makdish it. We're saying what the Mishnah is implying is unless you poide it, then you're potter from Bechora. So there you go. It only has kedushas damim because it had a mum before you were makdish it, and nevertheless, we're implying that it's potter from Bechora. So there you go. Says Rav Zeira. So that's what Rav Pada would explain the Mishnah later on in Armasakta. The Mishnah that we quoted before, that how do you make this harama? How do you play this trick to avoid that the animal should have kedushas bechora? Say before it's born that it should have kedushas damim, that the value of it should be used, for example, to buy an oila. Once it's born, indeed you have to use the value of it to buy an oila, but it already has kedushas damim, and therefore that takes away the requirement of bechora on it.
And it takes the requirements of Bechorah. That's interesting.
Yes. That's what we're saying. That's the whole point. That's what we're bringing it in. Case in Ma'arimin, Allah Bechorah. This is a way of, so to speak, playing a trick. Because the point is, when the Bechorah is born, you're going to have to, like this, if it's born with Kedushas Bechorah, you're going to have to give it to the Kohen. If you don't want to have to do that, you don't want to have to give it to the Kohen. For whatever reason, then instead you can do this Harama, and therefore instead you're bringing it as an Ola, according to Bar Pada, the animal itself is Cholin, well, not Cholin, the animal itself has Kedushas Damim. You have to buy it back from Hekdesh, same as any other object of Hekdesh. Once you do, fine, it's Cholin, you can do with it whatever you want, and the value of it you're going to use to buy an Ola. So that works according to Bar Pada, and therefore there's no contradiction on him yet. Next. Ase. Okay, Rav Yirmiyah says to Rav Zeira, okay, I have another contradiction against Bar Pada. A Braisa says, Ha'oimer Masha B'me'eha Shal Zu Ola, if a person says, the unborn animal that is in the womb of this animal, Ola, should be an Ola. So the din is like this, about the mother animal, as long as it's still pregnant, Muteres Begiza, you're allowed to continue shearing the mother animal. Now, we know you're not allowed to shear Kachim, like Sogos Bechor Tzenecha, and that applies to other Kachim as well. However, here the mother herself is not Kachim, she's only carrying a baby of Kachim, therefore you're allowed to shear her. But on the other hand, you're not allowed to do work. You're not allowed to do work with this mother animal. Meshum kichush ubo shaba, because that weakens the baby in it. Because when you're making the mother work, When you're making the mother work, and automatically that automatically causes that the mother is putting effort into it, and therefore it makes the baby weaker or whatever, and therefore you can't do that, because then that would amount to that you're weakening kachin. Okay, I mean, there's Achronim talk about the Rebbelvel Soloveitchik talks about, shouldn't we have a concept in some places in Shas, actually we're going to have it towards the end of our Masechta, he of Lada Nuga, he of Lada Nagcha, that, for example, you have a mother animal that's pregnant, if she gores something else, then it's considered the baby was also a party to the goring as well, because he's considered to that extent a Yerachima, he's considered to be part of his mother. So why are we saying different? So one possibility, Tosfos elsewhere, Tosfos over there, and Bava Kamma talks about it may not be a matter of Uber Yerachimai. Even if you say Uber Lav Yerachimai, you could still say that he's involved in the Negicha, in the goring. So you could say in that case, then Or Gemara would say that it's not so much that you're working with the Uber per se, but it's because you're causing damage to the Uber. Okay. Shitamukobetis over here actually learns a little differently. He learns that actually it does mean that you're actually working with the Uber, and that would be also. Anyway, the point is that obviously you have a case you're saying over here that you said the unborn baby of this animal should be Kaddish, and it becomes Kaddish, and therefore we're saying you have restrictions now on working the mother. So we see, not like by father, you're able to be Makdish a baby animal, an unborn baby. Amalei, so Rav Zera answers, so Rav Zera answers Rav Yumya. Here also, this braisa that you just quoted is also talking about that you gave it only kedushas damim, not kedushas aguf. So same thing. By Pada would say that works. So the question is again, are you telling me that kedushas damim is so strong that it would ask the baby to be worked with? Kedushas aguf, sure, but the whole concept of that you're not allowed to work with kochim, the Torah mentions it only with kedushas aguf. Amarle, so Rav Zera answers him, ain, indeed, yes, the Isser of Avodah does apply in this kind of case also, where it only has kedushas damim. V'hotnan, and indeed we learn in a Mishnah later on. Yotzin b'chole, or not, sorry, it's actually, it's the same Mishnah from Bechoros that we quoted before. Yotzin b'cholin l'gizim, that once you have this animal damim, once you have this animal that has kedushas damim, and you redeem it from hefish, then it becomes completely cholin in the sense that you're allowed to shear it and you're allowed to work with it, as opposed to had it been kedushas mizbeach, had it been kedushas aguf, you wouldn't be allowed to. And the point is, again, taima, why is it that we're saying that you're allowed to work with them or to shear them, mishum d'miftu, only because they were redeemed? Ha kodim shemiftu, implying that before you redeem them, asurin ba'avoda, evidently it's also to do work with them, even though they only have kedushas damim. Alma kedushas damim, so that goes to show kedushas damim asurin lei ba'avoda. So that goes to show that kedushas damim does make an animal also to work with. So actually, the Gemara in Bechoros explains over there, it's not deraisa, that you can't do that, it's really only derabanan, because once, if you're allowed to do it with kedushas damim, you might think you're also allowed to do it with kedushas aguf, which would be an iser deraisa. The point being, in other words, that there is an iser of avoda in animals of kachim, even when it was only kedushas damim. And therefore, in accordance with that, therefore, we would say that even though, according to Bar Padra, this baby only has kedushas damim, nevertheless, you still can't work with it. Esre continues Rabbi Yirmiyah. I have another contradiction against Bar Pada. You again, remember, Bar Pada is telling us that an unborn baby, is not able to become Kaddish. You're not able to be Makdish it by itself. What about our Mishnah? We said Ein Mirin Loi Avrin Beubrin Loi Ubrin Beivarin. We said that you're not able to make a tmura of a limb of an animal for an unborn baby, or an unborn baby for an aver, implying imuri hu delay maimer, so implying you're not able to make a tmura with involving unborn babies, according to the Tanakhama. Hom Mikdash Kadshi, but implying an unborn baby itself is able to have kedusha. So we're talking about kedusha zaguf. Here we can't say that it's kedusha damim because there's no concept of tmura when it comes to kedusha damim. So therefore, we see clearly, evidently, we have a clear case where you have an unborn animal that has kedusha zaguf, and we're saying that. And because we have to, in order to say that potentially the din of tumah would apply to it, and that we're saying nevertheless it doesn't, and therefore that would be not like by Pada. Amalei, said Rav Zera answers, that's a different case. Bivlode kodshim hu, we're talking about unborn babies of kodshim, the kaddishi v'kaini, where they already have existing kedusha. Meaning, in other words, that you have, you have an animal of kodshim, which became pregnant, and we're going to have a discussion later on in the Gemara about whether that baby is considered kodesh once it's in the womb or only when it's born. So according to the opinion that they become kodesh while they're in the womb, then there you go. You have a case of unborn babies that can be kodesh. Because not that you will mastish them by themselves, but they will mastish the mother, and later on she became pregnant, and now she has a baby in her womb. Okay. The question is, Vlad kodeshim. Okay, so if you're talking about unborn animals of kodshim. So what are you telling me? So you're telling me that they're not able to produce, to make a tmura while they're in the womb, implying ha aburoi avdin, but the implication would be, apparently, that once the baby is born, it is possible to make a tmura with it. How could that be? V'ha tanya, or v'ha tnan, really it's supposed to be, we learn in a Mishnah later on, Ein Avlad Oisa Tmura, that the baby of Kodshim is not able to produce a Tmura, even after it's born. Later on in the Gemara, we're going to discuss this point on Daf Yud Gimel. The pasuk implies that a tmura can only apply to an animal that has original kedusha. Here, it doesn't have original kedusha because it only has kedusha from the fact that it was born to an animal of kodshim. So later on, we say that you can't make a tmura with it even after it's born. So why is our Mishnah saying you can't make a tmura with it before it's born, implying that you could after it's born? If later on we're saying you can't even after it's born. The answer is, Hamani Rabbi Hudahi. The answer is that our Mishnah would go according to Rabbi Huda. Da'amar, because Rabbi Huda says later on there, Havlad Oisa Tmura. Rabbi Huda says, in fact, over there, he argues and he says that a baby of Kodshim is able to produce a Tmura. So you have a Machalik Asanoim, whether a baby of Kodshim after it's born, whether it's able to make a Tmura. The Chachamim over there hold no. Rabbi Yehuda holds yes. Okay, our Mishnah, according to Bar Pada's way of looking at it anyway, our Mishnah would have to go like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so Bar Pada doesn't have to agree with that. He can say that his opinion, he can say that his opinion is following the Chacham. Or actually, we don't even need that, actually. We can say that Bar Pada would work according to either one of them. Our Mishnah is saying that you're not able to make a tmura with an unborn baby, implying that you could with one that's already born. So that would be specifically going to Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim are saying you can't make a tmura with an unborn baby or after it's born. Either way, the point is, Bar Pada would say, our Mishnah is talking about you were matched the mother, and then she became pregnant, and now you have a baby in her womb. And that's what our Mishnah is talking about. So that's different than the case that my Pada is talking about, which is when you're trying to be master the ant, the baby by itself, which he says doesn't work. Okay. The problem now becomes, if you're going to say that our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda, the problem is with that, Tmurahu delay avdi ha-mikdash kachi. So what are you telling me then? The unborn baby is not able to, now we're not talking about the unborn baby anymore. Now we're going to skip to the fact that our Mishnah had also said Our Mishnah had mentioned two things. You have that our Mishnah had said it's not possible to make a tumura using a varim, using limbs of an animal, and also not using ubrim, also not using unborn animals. So if you're going to tell me that our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda would say before the animal was born you can't make a tumura with it, but after it's born you would, then what about the part with the evarim? We're saying in the Mishnah tumura hu delay avdi, that a limb of an animal was not able to make a tumura. That, in other words, it's not possible to make a tumura from an animal of kachim onto a limb of cholin, or the other way around. Ha mikdash kachi. But the implication of the Mishnah seems to be that you could be makdash the leg, and the whole animal would become kaddish. In fact, that's the argument Rav Yossi is making with the Chachamim in our Mishnah. Rav Yossi says it is possible to make a tumura using a varim, because he says the same way as you're able to be makdash a leg by itself, and the whole animal becomes kaddish, the same way you should be able to make a tumura with a leg, and the whole animal would become a tumura. The Tanakama disagrees with the comparison. He says there's a difference between original kedusha and tumura, but the Tanakama apparently accepts the underlying principle that if you makdish the leg of an animal, the whole thing becomes kaddish. The problem with that is, Ha'amar of Yehuda doesn't Rabbi Yehuda say later, Evarin loy kadshi? But no, you don't have this concept of poshta kedusha v'kola. If you makdish one individual aver of an animal, then Rabbi Yehuda says the rest of the animal does not become kaddish. So again, our Mishnah seems to be, how can you say that our Mishnah is like a Yehuda? You're trying to say our Mishnah is like a Yehuda because of the Evarim business, because you're trying to say that, the Ubrim business, you're trying to say that Rabbi Yehuda would distinguish and say that the unborn baby of Kodshin is not able to make a Tumura, even though it has Kedusha together with the mother, but once it's born, it is able to make a Tumura. The Chachamim later on, Adafid Gimel, disagree with him. But on the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda also holds that if you makdish an individual limb of an animal, the whole animal doesn't become kaddish. By the same token, he would have to say the same thing by a tumura, that you can't make a tumura using only one limb because the whole rest of the animal is not going to become a tumura. And yet, our Mishnah, both the Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah, seem to be accepting in that second case that it could. You could be makdish one limb and the whole thing becomes kaddish. So how do you say that? So is our Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda or is it not? The answer is Omar. Okay, take out the word Omar. Hachab Mayaskinen be'eber shanasham atulibay. You know what? Our Mishnah can still be a coincidence of Rabbi Yehuda after all. Our Mishnah would be talking about, we're not just talking about any aver such as a leg. We'd be talking about a vital organ. For example, if you're trying to make a tumura, let's say with the heart of an animal of cholin, or the brain, or what have you, or the lungs, or whatever, where therefore Rabbi Yehuda would say that Rabbi Yehuda would agree that poshta kedusha b'kola does apply with that. If you were to say, we learned about this in Erchin, if you were to say the head of this animal is kaddish, then the whole thing becomes kaddish. By the same thing, Rabbi Yehuda would say, if you were to say the head of this animal is tumura, well, okay, so Rabbi Yehuda actually would disagree. He would say it can't be a tumura because he doesn't hold that there's a similarity between hekdesh and tumura. Rabbi Yossi would argue that there is. But the point is, when our Mishnah accepts the underlying principle that you can makdish one aver and the whole thing becomes kaddish, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that would only work if it was aver shana shama tloyibai, only if it was a vital organ.
Is a liver or a heart?
The brain, the heart, whatever, yeah. Okay, I mean, actually, the Gemara in Cholin, we had a sugya about this in Cholin as well, and they're actually the Gemara answered differently, that maybe Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't hold a poshta kedusha b'kola at all, whether it is neshama tloyibay or not. And just we're saying that Rabbi Yossi is saying that I myself, who hold poshta kedusha b'kola, I would say therefore that applies both to original kedusha and to tumura. Okay, so anyway, so the point is no contradiction. We can say according to Barpada, we can say that our Mishnah goes only according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim would disagree. The Chachamim would say that the bloders of Kotrim are not able to make a tumura at all, whether they're in the womb or whether after they were born. Barpada is saying that you can't be makdish a vlad by itself, but he would agree that if you makdish a mother animal, then the vlad goes along with it. Or rather, not if there was a vlad in the womb at the time, but if later on it becomes pregnant, then the vlad definitely gets kedusha. And if, again, later on we're going to discuss in the Gemara, in our survey, we're going to discuss the question, when does it become kaddish? Then it's in the womb or only when it's born, but for right now we're assuming it's kaddish already in the womb. So that's the case of our Mishnah, where you have a vlad of kodshim, where potentially you could make a tzmura with it, and the Tana of our Mishnah is telling us you can't. Because Rabbi Huda would be the one who makes that distinction. He says that only the vlad can't make a tzmura, but once the animal is born, it could. Rabbi Huda doesn't hold of Evarim, but he does hold of Evarim when it's Dov HaShana Samapur. Okay. Rabbi Yirmiyah says to Rabbi Zera, I have another contradiction against my father. We learn later on in a Mishnah, in the next parak, Makdishin Evarim V'Oberin, you're able to be Makdish individual limbs of an animal, or you're able to be Makdish an Ober, an unborn baby of an animal, Avalimimirin, but you can't, it's impossible to make a Tzmura with them. So there you go, you're able to be Makdish an Ober. What does Barpada do with that? Okay, the answer is Hochanami Bivlade Kotchim. Okay, here also Rav Zera says that Mishnah is also talking about unborn animals of Kotchim. So you have an animal of Kotchim, which later on became pregnant and now is carrying a baby. So that's what we're saying, you can be Makdish nose. What do you mean? Ibivlade Kotchim, my Makdishin. What do you mean you're Makdish then? Hokadishi Vakaimi. What do you mean? They're already Kodesh automatically. If you're saying that it becomes kaddish because the mother is kaddish, therefore later on when it becomes pregnant, then the baby becomes kaddish as well. So it's already kaddish. What are you saying? You can be makdish. It's already kaddish. The answer is hachi karma. The answer is like this. You can say that the Mishnah means like this, sort of a kasuri machzir. Makdishin Averin Umirin Behan, it's possible to be makdish an individual animal, an individual aver of an animal, Umirin Behan, and therefore it's also possible to make a tmura with it. Just like you're able to be makdish an individual aver and pashta kedusha b'kola, the same way you're able to make a tmura for the individual aver, but if you have like this, if you have the first animal that you were makdish one leg of it, and we're saying that now the whole animal becomes kaddish, what we mean is now, if later on you take the second animal and you say I'm making it a tmura for the first animal, that works because the first one is already the whole thing is kaddish. You're not doing it for one. You're not doing it for one aver of the animal, Tosfos has a problem with Rashi's girsa over here, and they have a different girsa in the Gemara that you're able to be makdish an individual limb, but you can't make a tmura with them. So again, Rashi's view says that you could be makdish and therefore you could be maimer with an aver, meaning you were makdish one aver, the whole animal became kaddish, and now once it's kaddish, you're able to use it as a source for tmura. Tosfos's view says rather you're able to be makdish one individual aver, but you're not able to make a tmura using an aver. Okay. Anyway, continues the Mishnah, according to the way we're understanding it now. But obrim shekod shubim e iman, but if you have an unborn baby in the mother's womb, which became kaddish in the mother's womb, ein mimirin behen, you're not able to make a tmura with them, as long as they're in the womb. So there you go. So when the Mishnah said makdishin. When the Mishnah said makdishin, it didn't mean you're able to be makdish the uber separately. The Mishnah is talking about two different cases. Number one, to be makdish uber, and number two, a vlad, an uber, which is already kaddish. So two different cases. So the question, what?
Sequentially, basically.
Yeah, it's what we're saying, sort of chasuri nachsura. We're saying that it's like the Mishnah is missing words. We thought that the Mishnah is talking about. We thought the Mishnah that we thought when the Mishnah says makdishin refers to both of them, that you're able to be makdish averin and obrin. Now we're clarifying that what the Mishnah means is you can be makdish and aver, and thereby make it possible to do tumura with it, but you're not able to be makdish and obrin by itself because according to Rabbah's understanding, you can't. Okay, again, the question is, in that case, then what is the Mishnah saying? The vlogi kachim v'nei imon hu delay avin tmura. So you're telling me then the implication is only as long as the baby is not born are you not able to make a tmura with it. Ha abroi avdi, implying that once it's out of the womb, you'd be able to make a tmura with it. Same problem as before. V'hatnan eina vlogis oisin tmura. We said before, we read this in the Mishnah later on Dr. Gimel, that you're not able, that vloggers of kachim, even after they're born, you're not able to make a tumura with it. So same problem as before. How is our Mishnah, not our Mishnah, our Braisa rather, Makdishin, Aver, and Robin, how is that Braisa implying that the baby, only as long as it's unborn, can't be used for tumura, but once it's born, you would be able to use it and make a tumura with it? How is that? If later on the Mishnah says that not. And again, the same answer as before. Again, we can say that the braisa that said that it's a Mishnah later on at the end of the second parak. That Mishnah also we can say is according to Rabbi Yehuda, just like we said on our Mishnah that it was according to Rabbi Yehuda. We can say that one is also when it says Makdishim Averin Vovrin. And again, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees on what happens with the baby after it's born. He says it is possible to make a tzmura with it. So that would be why the Mishnah is implying, why the Mishnah is saying you can't make a tzmura with the ogre, implying, but you could once the baby is born, because that would be Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Again, the question is, Rabbi Yehuda evar mikachi, if you're going to say according to Rabbi Yehuda, how are you able to be matched as an individual evar? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of this concept that we're going to learn later on, that if you say the leg of this animal should be an oila, that the whole thing becomes an oila. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the pashta kedusha b'kola. So therefore, according to him, what do you mean you're able to be matched as an evar? And again, Rabbi Zeira answers him, similar to before, we have to say that when we're talking about one aver, we mean the kind of aver that would make the animal a trefa. In other words, the same thing as Dagoshan and Shabbat, and therefore the could agree in that case that when you makdish one aver, the whole animal becomes kachim. So therefore, that would be what the Mishnah is saying, that if you makdish one aver, namely an aver shana shama toyaboy, then the whole animal becomes kainish. Then later on, according to Rashi and Gersa, you're able now, because that whole animal is kurdish, you're able to later on say, I want some other animal to be a tmura of this one, and that would work, because now this whole animal is kurdish. As opposed to, if you had been makdish in the first place, let's say a leg of the animal or whatever, a part of the leg doesn't make a tracer, then Rabbi Yehuda would not hold posh to kurdish of a kola, and therefore it wouldn't work, you wouldn't have anything kurdish over here. So far we've gone through all the possible arguments against Barpada, and we haven't been able to refute him. Okay, the Gemara says, Lema Katanoi, should we say that this machloikas of Barpada and Rabbi Yochanan is actually a machloikas tanoim? Namely, we have a braisa that says as follows, Hashoichet es achatos, if a person shechts achatos, umotaba ben abachal, and he finds inside this animal of achatos, he finds in it an unborn baby with 4 months. It's been in the womb for 4 months and it's alive. So we talked about in Cholin and Mechoras that the length of the pregnancy of a small kosher animal, a sheep or a goat, is 5 months. So therefore, a four-month baby with animals is effectively the equivalent of an eight-month baby when it comes to human beings. It means it's premature, but it's alive. You found it in the womb alive. So what happens to that baby? Katoni choda. So you have like this one braisa says that unborn baby, which you found in the womb alive, has exactly the same DNA as its mother, as far as a chatas. which means, Rashi says, later on in the Sugya, Rashi explains the reason why it's mentioning that it's alive is you shouldn't think that you shouldn't think that because it was alive, it's considered born at that point, and maybe therefore it has other dinim. No, so one Braisa says it's exactly the same as the mother. Only male kohenim can eat it, just like a regular chatas. The chelos which can only be eaten within the chotzer, within the curtains of the chotzer of the bishmakdash. The chelos and it can only be eaten for one day. Again, in other words, in all respects, it's like a chatas. It's considered like part of its mother, and therefore, in all respects, it's considered like a chatas. That's one braisa. The Tanya Idoch, then we have another Braisa. Necheles b'chol Adam, no, anybody can eat it. V'necholen b'chol Mokom, it can be eaten anywhere. V'en necholen b'azara, and it cannot be eaten in the Azara, because it is cholin. Because it's cholin, and you're not allowed to eat cholin in the Azara. So, those are the two Braisas, but my lav hanoi. So shouldn't we say, therefore, that this is the same machlokes as by Pada and Rabbi Yochanan? The first braisa holds, like Rabbi Yochanan, that Kedusha is able to come on Obrid. Therefore, this baby is considered. Is considered Kaddish, just like the mother. Therefore, you have the same din of chata. The same din would apply to it as any other chatas. Omar Sava ain't Kedusha Chol Al Obrid, whereas the other Tana would hold, the Tana of the second braisa would hold that Kedusha does not go on Obrid. And therefore, therefore, it's considered cholin. Therefore, the baby doesn't go along with the mother, and therefore, we would say that's cholin. And that's the point. Also, why we would say that the animal was alive. That's why even the point is also we'd say that the baby was alive, even though the baby was alive after its mother was shechted. Nevertheless, we would still say, as I was going to discuss soon, the question whether, according to one opinion, the animal becomes Kaddish while it's in the womb, and according to the second one, it becomes Kaddish when it's born. We shouldn't think, according to this way of looking at it, that maybe once the mother was shechted and the baby was found alive in the womb, maybe therefore we should consider that's the point when it's born, and maybe therefore that's when it becomes Kaddish. No, the Braisa would be saying, or the second Braisa would be saying that, no, I don't consider it to have any connection with the mother at all. It's considered complete cholin. Also, Rashi and Tosfos both point out that all of this only applies if it's premature. If it was already 5 months, if it was already a full-term baby and it was close to being born, then it is considered born, and therefore would have the kedusha of the mother. Okay. So anyway, so if we say that, if we understand the two braisas that way, then that's exactly the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Pada. Is an uber able to become kaddish or not? Okay. The Gemara says, though, no, loy. No, that's not necessarily the right way to explain the machlokes. Hani tanoi b'hokamifus. Rather, these two tanoi of these braises can be arguing on another point. Demar sava vlodis kochim b'hava yosin hein kedoshim. The one braisa holds, the first braisa holds, that unborn babies of kochim, sorry, the second braisa holds, that babies of kochim become kodesh only when they're born. Hava yosin means when they come into existence, but it was when they actually come into the world. Only then do they become kaddish. So therefore, in this case, it wasn't actually born because you found it premature and alive in the womb. Therefore, the second braisa would hold it has no kedusha because it would only get the kedusha of its mother when it's born normally, and here it wasn't. Well, Mar Sava v'lagi kaddish b'meim and kedushim, whereas the first braisa would hold that it already became kaddish while it was in the womb. So therefore it's considered part of the mother, and therefore you have the same din, and then therefore you'd have the same din. It would have the same din as the mother, and you would have to eat it according to the same. You would eat the baby according to the same. You'd shech the baby, or maybe you wouldn't need to shech it actually because ben pekua. Whatever the point is, you'd eat the meat of the baby according to the same din that you'd eat the meat of the mother. Only koyanim in the azara, etc. So if we say that that's the machlokas between the braisas, then it has nothing to do with Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Pada's machlokas. The e boyseimer, or another possibility, another way you could understand the difference between the two braisas, chad tanahu. Actually, both braisas come from one tana. There's no actual machlokas. Chodah meholin masnaisa the machdish behema v'achakach nisabra, because we can say one brisa is talking about you were machdish an animal and then it became pregnant. Then we would say that since you weren't machdish the baby by itself and it wasn't born, it stayed in the womb where it was still in the womb when you shechted the mother. Therefore, it's cholin. Where the other braisa, the first braisa, would be sheikdisha mu'beres, where you makdish the mother while she was already pregnant. And then we would say, once you makdish the mother, you automatically makdish the baby along with her, and therefore in that case we would say the baby has a kedusha of chatas, and you have to eat it like a chatas. Shita mu'beres brings another possibility. Maybe we could say both braisas go according to Bar Pada, because one's talking about you designated the chatas and then it became pregnant. And the other one would be, you designated an animal that was already pregnant. So it's not the same as the machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Papa. Fine. Now we have though another potential contradiction on Bar Pada. Tanya, Tanan, really, we learn in a Mishnah later on. Rabbi Eliezer, kilayim. If you have an animal that's kilayim, a crossbreed between a sheep and a goat, or trefa, an animal that's a trefa, the yotze dofen, or that was born by C-section, all of these animals are not, and also tumtum vandroginus, all of these types of animals are not allowed to be brought as korbanos, and therefore like doshin v'lo makdishin, they themselves are not able to make something else kaddish. And what does that mean? Like doshin v'lo makdishin, the Amar Shmuel. So Shmuel explains, what do I mean? They are not kaddish and they cannot make kaddish. It means like doshin b'tmura. It means they themselves are not able, not only that you can't bring them to the korban, that's obvious. We don't need Rabbi Lazar to tell us that kilayim and shefer, etc., can't be brought as korbanos. We've had that many times in Seder Kodshim. Like doshin means they're not able to become kaddish as a tmura. If you had a different animal of kodshim, and you said, I want to take this tumtum or whatever, this kilayim or whatever, and make it a tmura instead of the other animal, nothing would happen. Loy makdishin lasis tmura, and loy makdishin means that they're not able to produce a tmura. Let's say one of these animals was kodesh mizbeach. An easy case, I guess, would be, for example, in the case of the trefa, because you could have it with kodesh mizbeach and then it became trefa. But we're going to deal with now how it's possible for them to be kodesh mizbeach in the first place. But anyway, suppose that they are kodesh mizbeach, loy makdishin lases tmura. They're not kodesh in the sense of being able to make a tmura. In other words, if you had one of these animals, the kilayim or trefa or what have you, that was kodesh mizbeach, and you said, I want to make another animal a tmura for this one, nothing happens. That's the Mishnah, Vitanya, and we learn in a braisa on that. Rabbi Meir asks on it. What do you mean? How is it possible in the first place? Me'achar she'enin kedoshin. If such animals are not able to have kedoshin like goof in the first place, you're not able to make a kilayim or tumtum or androgynous or what have you, a korban. Hey'ach makdishin. How would it ever be possible for them to make a tumura anyway? Obviously you can't make a tumura unless you have an original animal of kodshim. And none of these are capable of being kodshim. Of being kodshim is be'ach. So Rabbi continues. The only way that you can find the scenario, when you have to say that you're not able to make a tmura with it, only if you were makdish an animal and later on it became a tzreifa. So in that case, it still has kedushas haguf because you were makdish it when it was healthy. Now we're saying that you would think it's possible to make a tmura from it, and the Mishnah is saying that you can't. Also, b'makdish vlad v'yotze derech doifen. Another scenario would be where you were makdish an unborn animal, and then it was born by C-section. So again, even though it had kedushas haguf while it was in the womb, then nevertheless, the fact that it was born by C-section passes it from being brought as a korban. And therefore we're saying that you're not able to make a tmura from it. Well, al makadish vlad. So there you go. You see that there's another case. The you see that there's a case again where a Vlad, where an unborn animal is able to be Kodesh, because that's what Rebbe or the mayor is saying, that's the scenario over here, that you were Makdish an animal in the womb and then it was born by C-section. So obviously you're able, we're saying, when it was born by C-section, then it's not able to make a tumora. Had it been born normally, then you would have been able to make a tumora with it. So why is Bapada saying that there can't be any kedusha on Obrim? And again, we can't be talking about kedusha's domin, because only kedusha that goes it relates to the dinim of tumora. Okay. So the Gemara says, you're right, Amri. So, okay, the Bnei HaYeshiva said, you're right. We have to explain by Pada differently than we've been explaining him all this time. The Tam Bim Eit Mima, if you have the unborn animal is a Tam, and its mother is also a Tmima, so both of them are perfectly capable of being brought as Karbonas, Afilu Bar Pada Nami Modi de Kaddish. Even Bar Pada will agree that the baby becomes Kaddish. So in other words, even if you're not, so up until now, we were assuming that Bapada says you're never able to be Makdish, an unborn baby by itself. Now we're saying that if both mother and baby are capable of being Gordas Karbonis, then if you Makdish the baby by itself, Bapada would say you are able to make it Kaddish. Lo nechlegu ela betam bim e balas mum. The machlokes rather is if the baby is a tam, but the mother is a balas mum. So the baby would be able to be born as a korban, but the mother is not. Therefore, bar pada sover. So bar pada holds the bar pada sover. Kiven the ime nami loy kaddish. Since the mother is not able to have kedushas aguf herself because she is a balas mum, a loy kaddish gufa. Ihu nami loy kaddish. Therefore, the baby is not able to have kedusha either because, after all, as long as it's in the womb, it's like part of the mother. And if the mother is not able to have kedushas aguf, neither should the baby. Rabbi Yechanan says, no, Hani kishtei behemis ninu, these are in effect like two different animals, ober lav yerech imayu. So by powder holes, given the email like Mikdash Kedusha Zaguf, since the mother is not able herself to have Kedusha Zaguf, who nami like Kaddish, therefore the baby is not able to have Kedusha of its own either. But Rabbi Yechanan Sava, Hani Kebez Behemis, meaning Rabbi Yechanan would say, no, they're considered like two separate animals. One has nothing to do with the other. So therefore, fine. Ime hu delay mikdisha. The mother is not able to have Kedusha Zaguf because she has a mum. Avo hu Kaddish, but the baby is perfectly well able to have Kedusha.
Because what?
Because Rabbi Yechanan says there's no connection between them. Just because the mother is a balas mum doesn't prevent the baby, which is a tam, from having kedusha zaguf. So that would be the machlokes. So again, up until now, we thought that Bapada said across the board, an uber can never have kedusha, and the only thing is Bapada has said, we've said so far, it could have kedusha zaguf, it could have kedusha zaguf, or it could have kedusha zaguf provided that it was provided you mastered the mother, and then she became pregnant. But now we're saying that actually, Bapada would say that you are able to be mastered an unborn baby, provided the mother is a tumima as well. Okay. Lishnachrina. Again, we have a different version in the Gemara, which is just again a difference in lashon. We said Rebbe or a mayor had said it's impossible to have. He had said the only way that you could have one of these cases that Rabbi Lazar had mentioned, that where potentially they could make a tumura, namely that they have kedusha zaguf. We said kilayim treifa yekidreifin tumtum vandreginus. We said that with a treifa you could find it because you could have your machnish an animal for a korban and later on it became treifa. And avo kilayim the tumtum vandreginus. But when it comes to kilayim and tumtum vandreginus, which are all things that are congenital. So you can't say that you were makdish an animal and later on it became kilayim or what have you. Then iyata moitza ela bevlade kachim. Those the only scenario that you could find where potentially you would be able to make a tumura starting from them is when they're babies of kachim. Namely, so you have a mother of kachim which is pregnant with and eventually gives birth to a tumtum androgynous, etc. Uchid of Yehuda, and therefore this would have to be specifically like Rabbi Yehuda. So Yehoma Vlad Oisa Tamura, because again we said before Rabbi Yehuda had said once the baby is born, it is able to make a Tamura. So now you have, let's say, so the mother animal, a Kudzin, gave birth to a Tumtum, let's say. Had it been a regular animal, Rabbi Yehuda would say, had the baby been a regular animal, Rabbi Yehuda would say you would be able to make a Tamura starting from it. But because it's a Tumtum, then we're saying that you can't. Implying hole in hood like kachi gufayu, implying only you only that only is the case when you're talking about these five kinds of animals, because the lekachi gufayu, because their guf is not able to become kaddish because they themselves are apostle for karbanis, avol ubrin acherim, but implying other kinds of unborn babies kedoshim would be kaddish. So according to the second version, again the question is on Barpada, that you have an obvious case where you have an unborn baby that is kaddish. And again, the answer is like in the first lashon, Amar Abaya, that Abaya says tam ben eitz mima divrei hakokadish gufei. If the unborn baby is a tam and the mother is also a tmima, everybody, even by Pada, would agree that it is able to become kaddish, with kaddish as a guf, that is. And by the way, all this means that now a number of the answers that we needed before, when we were going through on Yud Amud Beis, when we were going through all of Rabbi Yirmiyah's questions to Rabbi Zeira and all of Rabbi Zeira's answers. Now we don't need some of those answers anymore. Now that we establish a new thing that Barpada actually holds, that in certain cases an odor can be kaddish by itself, then we don't need the answers, for example, that we said before. We're only talking about Drushas Damim or whatever. Okay. Anyway, Ki'el Akipli, when would Rav Zeichanan and Barpada be arguing? Only the a balas mum. Only if the unborn baby is in the womb of a balas mum. The Barpada father, so again, like in the first lashon, Barpada will hold, given the ime nami le kaddish, since the mother herself is not able to have kaddish like guf, le kaddish gufa, iu nami le kaddish, therefore the baby itself is not able to have kaddish like guf either. The baby is considered like part of the mother, and therefore if the mother can't have kaddish like guf, neither can the baby. Rabbi Yechanan, like kaddish, therefore gufa, iu nami le kaddish, elo le dami. Therefore, the baby will only be able to be, the maximum that can be kaddish is for kedushas damim, but not kedushas aguf. Rav Yechanan sava, whereas Rav Yechanan will hold, as we said before, uber lav yarech imayhu, the unborn baby is not considered to be a limb of the mother. Therefore, it's true, fine, the mother is not able to have kedushas aguf. No problem, vlav niya kaddish legufe, but the baby is able to have kedushas aguf on its own, because it's not considered part of the mother, and therefore it doesn't have to follow the status of the mother. So that's the bottom line, therefore, is we now understand the machlokes of Barpada and Rav Yechanan, that the machlokes is if you have a balas mum and she's carrying a baby which is a tam, are you able to be machdush that baby separately? Barpada had said no, Rav Yechanan says yes. The halacha is the Rambam paskins like Rav Yechanan. In general, when we have machlokes, Rav Yechanan and Rav Panda, usually the halacha is like Rav Yechanan, and so it is here also. So it doesn't matter whether the mother is a balas mum or not. Okay. Then we said in the Mishnah, we mentioned that you're not able to make a tamura using a varim. Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah had argued and said he said that the same way as you can say the leg of this animal should be kaddish and the whole animal becomes kaddish, the same way you should be able to say the leg of this animal is a tmura and the whole thing should become a tmura. So we said Amar Rabbi Yossi v'alev mukdash and ha'emer raglos hazukola. So let's talk about that din, that if you say that the limb of an animal is kaddish, that the whole thing becomes kaddish. Let's talk about that. Tana Rabbanan, we learn in a brisa. You would think that if a person says the leg of this animal is an ola, you would think the whole thing is an ola. Talmud Loimah, no. Therefore, the Pasuk says, Kol asher yitin mimenu l'Hashem yiyah kodesh. The Pasuk says anything that he gives from it to Hashem should be kodesh, implying mimenu l'Hashem v'lekula l'Hashem. Only from it, whatever part you designated as a korban, that part is going to be a korban, but not the rest of it. So it's not poshta kedusha v'kulay. So if you said only the leg is going to be kodesh, then only the leg is kodesh. Yachol teitzel v'chulin. On the other hand, you would think maybe therefore the whole animal becomes chulin. Maybe nothing happens. Maybe nothing happens. Maybe there's no kedusha here at all. No, Talmud Lomar Yiyah Kodesh. No, because the pasuk after all says it will be Kodesh. So implying there's some kind of Kodesh over here. So what is it? So what is it? So on the one hand, it sounds like only that. Let's rephrase that. First, we said you would think that the whole thing is an Ola. No, Mimenu Yekodesh, only Mimenu. But you would think Yachol Teitzel Acholin. You would think that the leg itself, fine, it has some kind of Kedusha, but maybe it doesn't have Kedusha like wolf. Maybe it only has Kedusha as Damim, and you should be able to Mechalel it on money, and therefore it'll become Cholin. No, Talmud Lomar Yekodesh. Therefore, the pasuk says it will be Kodesh, implying that you can't even be Poydeh. Because Kedusha like wolf, you can't be Poydeh unless it develops some more. Okay, so how do we reconcile this? What do you do with this animal that you said a leg of it is kodesh? Timacher lepsorchei erlas, sell it to somebody who needs an animal for an erla, who will then bring it as an erla. Jamea chulin, all the money that you got for this animal is chulin chutz midmei evashaba, except for the value of that one limb. Give it a mayor of Rabbi, that's what the mayor and Rabbi Yehuda say. So you have an animal that's worth $1,000. You said ragla shalzu erla. We figure out that the leg by itself is worth 100, so you have to sell it to somebody else who's going to bring it as a carbon ola. He pays you $1,000. 900 of that remains chulin. 100 of it is kodesh and has to be used to buy a carbon. That's Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. There, Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon. Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon. On the other hand, say. Minayin la'omer ragla shalzu ola. How do we know if a person says the leg of this animal should be an ola? Shekula ola. How do we know that the whole thing is considered an ola? No, shenema kreila sheyitid mimenu la'ashem. Because the pasuk says anything he gives of it is to Hashem, implying that whatever he gives of it, nevertheless, the whole thing is la'ashem. Shu'omer yiya kodesh, and when the pasuk says it will be kodesh, l'rabbis is kula. That comes to include the whole thing. So yes, the whole animal becomes kodesh. They say. They hold that this posh kedusha b'kula, that once you makdish one aver, then the whole thing becomes kodesh, they say. So that's Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon, and that's Pesach. Reb Yosi, our Mishnah follows that one. Okay. Amamar, so okay, let's analyze the braise. So we said Timacher letzorchei olas. We said you sell the animal to somebody who needs an ola, according to the Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, you're selling it to somebody who needs an animal for an ola, and all the money that you get for it is chulin except for the value of that eder. What do you mean? The other guy obligated himself to bring an ola. That means he has to bring a complete animal. Here, in effect, hakamaisi behemah mechuseres eder. Doesn't it amount to that over here he's bringing an animal that's missing a limb because you who makdish the leg are not able to sell that leg. It doesn't belong to you. That's why the money you got from it is considered hekdish. So in effect, the guy bought from you an animal that's missing a leg. He made a neder to bring an animal for an ola. So how is he able to bring it as a carbon? Amar Rava. So the answer is Rava says, but. The case is, suppose that we have to suppose that the other person who previously promised to bring an ola said, I make a neder to bring an ola only with the evarim that its chayus depends on. Meaning, in other words, now obviously when he's bringing a korban, it has to be an animal. It's not a balmum. But this other person made a neder in effect that he's only obligating himself to bring an animal of which he owns the vital organs. So very well, this leg over here is not a vital organ. Therefore, he's able to buy that animal and use it to be yoked to his neder for another. Okay. So we'll continue with that later.